four high qualifications of King Janak, by Krishna's mercy.
Sankalpi si Ramhi samarpi seal sukh subhamai. Jimi Sankarhi Giriraj Girija Harihi Shri Sagardai.
Quoth, taking the oath, Janak gave away Sita to Ramai in all politeness and happiness in a beautiful scene that was reminiscent of when the king of mountains gave away Parvati to Shiva and when the ocean gave away Lakshmi to Vishnu. Janki Mangla, Chand 18.1.
The name says so much. In her avatara to correspond with the significant appearance of her husband as Sri Rama, the goddess of fortune is primarily known as Sita. This refers to the location of her birth. More specifically, this is where she was found. Not to worry, as a voice from the sky soon confirmed the truth, that Sita was the daughter of Janak in all righteousness, Dharma. That king immediately accepted Sita as his daughter, and so another name for her is Janak-Marja. This chance occurrence was neither a coincidence nor an accident. The name Janak-Marja came about through the high qualifications of that father. 1. A leader.
Karmanev hi sansiddhima sthita jankadeya. Lok sangrah mevapi sampashan kartumarhasi.
Quote, even kings like Janak and others attained the perfectional stage by performance of prescribed duties. Therefore, just for the sake of educating the people in general, you should perform your work.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.20.
Janak was the leader of Vidiha. His exemplary behavior was later noted in Bhagavad Gita, by Sri Krishna. Janak set the proper standard for other people to follow. He found Sita while preparing a field for a sacrifice. This is known as Yajna in Sanskrit. Another meaning to Yajna is Vishnu, who is the goddess of fortune's husband in the spiritual world.
Yadde da charti shreshthastat devitru jana. Sayat pramanam kurute lokastadnuvarte.
Quote, whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow in his footsteps. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.21.
2. A yogi. Janak's example as king was significant due to his internal disposition. He was a yogi at heart. He lived up to the name Vidiha. He was without a body in the sense that the material covering had no influence on him. Everything was done according to duty, with the link in yoga maintained. 3. A devoted soul. If I were a king and a yogi, I might get upset with the burden of raising children. It is a new responsibility. It is one more thing to worry over on a constant basis. It has the potential to interfere with my yoga and also my attention to duty and honor. Janak was so amazing that he maintained his devotion. He held affection for Sita right away. The love did not have to develop over time. Janak did not view his responsibilities as a burden. He was simultaneously attached and detached. 4. A knower of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That leader decided on a Svayamvara for his daughter's marriage. Lord Shiva would be the witness, through the proxy of the bow. The prince who could lift that amazing bow originating from Mahadeva would be qualified to marry Sita. If none could, she would remain unmarried. The rules of the contest made Rama a perfect match for the scene. Dasharatha's eldest son was destined to marry Sita. Thus Janak became related to both Sita and Rama, making the king a knower of God.
Nrip gahe pai asis pai man adar ati kiye. Avloki Ram hi anubhavat mano brahma sukh saugun kiye.
Quote, the king went and received blessings and then paid so much honor and respect after that. When he saw Rama, he experienced a happiness 100 times that of Brahman realization.
Janki Mangla, Chand 5.2.
Upon seeing Rama and his younger brother Lakshman, Janak experienced a joy well beyond Brahmasukha. This means that he knew God in truth. His realization did not stop with the impersonal Brahman. The subsequent union was so beautiful that it reminded the attendees of Parvati marrying Shiva and Lakshmi uniting with Vishnu. A simple name like Janakdashatmaja tells a wonderful history, one that is celebrated to this day. In closing, still celebrated to this day, through wonderful name to say, from baby accidentally found, named after location of ground, later the rules of contest to draw, wedding guests Rama's glory saw, who then Sita to wed, all by pious king led.